KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly sunny skies this morning, 65 degrees your temperature. We look for partly cloudy skies today, cooler and less humid, and a high of 86 here in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest news here on KJAN. News is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In the latest local news, the Grizzled Fire Department responded to a call of an attic fire at approximately 11:35 p.m. on Wednesday night on 538th Street in Pottawatomie County. Grizzled Fire Chief Andy Steffen told KJAN News he, along with another firefighter, were the first to arrive on the scene.
Myself and another fireman had the first vehicle there, and when we got there, there were flames in the attic. So we went up there, and I pulled the fire extinguisher, kind of knocked down what was there. There was one area that didn't get a very good knockdown.
And as you'd mentioned there, they tried to do the best they could with fire extinguishers before the first truck arrived. Steffen said one section of the flames was particularly hard to knock down, but they were eventually able to get everything extinguished. Two adults and four children were in the home when the fire started, and they were alerted to the fire by a working smoke detector. And Steffen said that probably saved their lives.
No injuries. Working smoke detectors probably saved lives.
And everyone was able to get out of that home safely. Steffen said extensive damage was done to the attic, along with one bedroom and one bathroom that were affected by the flames.
There's a bedroom and a bathroom upstairs that's got extensive water and fire damage in it because it burned through the ceiling there from the attic.
The family planned to return to assess the damage today. Grizzled fire crews were on the scene approximately 2 hours and returned to the station at around 2 a.m. In an update to our story on Tuesday evening with regard to an accident Monday evening in Council Bluffs involving an SUV and a van, the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office has informed officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department that a 3-year-old male who was a passenger in the SUV has been located and is safe in the care of relatives. The child has also received appropriate medical care since the crash. His name will not be released. The Council Bluffs Police Department still has active arrest warrants out for both females involved in the incident, which began with a reported theft. 52-year-old Michelle Cool and 27-year-old Amanda Wilson, both of Council Bluffs, are the ones that those warrants are issued for. They originally had stolen a package off a front porch sometime before 9 p.m., and then they took off in the SUV, running stop signs and red lights before being struck at an intersection broadside by a Chrysler minivan that flipped the SUV. They were then taken to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, but fled the hospital before police arrived to question them. The driver of the van, 63-year-old Diane Tuttle of Council Bluffs, and occupants in her vehicle were taken to Mercy Hospital, but did not have life-threatening injuries. Police say if you know where Kula or Wilson are, notify local law enforcement and call Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. KJAN News Time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for 75 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your holiday shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson's True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4667.
In other local news, five suspects in a stolen vehicle were apprehended following an armed robbery at Wings America truck stop near Avoca on Wednesday morning. Tom Bruin, motor vehicle captain with the Iowa Department of Transportation, told KJAN News a broadcast went out at around 8:30 a.m. with regard to the robbery. A man from Alabama who was at the truck stop was robbed by a person displaying a silver revolver. The robber got away with $70 in cash. And DOT enforcement officer Brian Rink saw the suspect vehicle, a 2011 BMW stolen from Polk County as it was entering on I-80 near Highway 173. Rink conducted a high-risk felony traffic stop with the assistance from Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren and Atlantic Police Officer Dustin Pekin. Numerous other Atlantic PD officers, deputies, along with a Department of Narcotics Enforcement officer and an Iowa State Patrol trooper arrived on the scene after the initial traffic stop to offer assistance. Afterward, a warrant was obtained to search the vehicle during which the rollover was recovered. Bruin says five subjects, three juveniles and two adults, were arrested. All five were from the Des Moines metro area. Avoca police arrested the adult connected to the armed robbery and the juvenile driving the car. The other adult and two other juveniles were released with possible pending charges. The DOT's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division was handling the case of the stolen vehicle. The two adult suspects were being held in the Cass County Jail as of late Wednesday afternoon. Some of the juveniles were transported to Des Moines. No names were released as of the time of this report. The Red Oak Police Department arrested a Red Oak woman this morning for probation violation. At 6:05 a.m., officers arrested 31-year-old Natosha Marie Crawley in the 400 block of Highland Avenue in Red Oak on a Montgomery County arrest warrant for violation of probation. Crawley was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $10,000 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man early this morning at 1:53 a.m. Officers arrested 21-year-old Stephen Noah Laux in the 300 block of Joy Street in Red Oak for simple assault. Laux was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Authorities say a Chinese man who fled home after killing his girlfriend in Iowa will serve a life sentence in China. Johnson County Attorney Janet Liness said Wednesday that the U.S. State Department informed her office and Iowa City Police that 24-year-old Ziyongning Li was sentenced on earlier this week in the Chinese city of Wenzhou. In March, the former University of Iowa student told a Chinese court that he'd killed 20-year-old Iowa State student Tong Sho in September of 2014. Iowa authorities wanted Li to be returned for trial, but the U.S. and China don't have an extradition treaty. The Criminal Investigation Bureau of China has said that Chinese citizens are subject to Chinese prosecution for any crimes they commit abroad. Dickinson County authorities are investigating after the body of a driver involved in a crash into a western Iowa ditch was pulled from the water. The Sioux City Journal reports that the body of 65-year-old Dale Peters of Lake Park was found in the water near a submerged wrecked vehicle Tuesday morning. The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office says deputies received a report of a partially submerged SUV in the water north of Montgomery in the Diamond Lake Township. After finding the owner of the vehicle was not home, authorities searched the water and discovered Peters' body. Investigators believe Peters lost control of the vehicle on the gravel road and entered the west ditch where the vehicle overturned. And authorities say a 41-year-old man has died at a hospital after being shot in Des Moines. Police said in a news release that officers were dispatched a little before 2 a.m. Wednesday to an apartment in northwest Des Moines where they found Victor Robinson Jr., who was taken to a hospital. Police say Robinson died there later. He was a Des Moines resident. Police have not released details about the shooting. No arrests have been reported. Taking a look now at world headlines here this hour, Republicans who control the House are calling it a publicity stunt, but Democrats who have been conducting a sit-in on the chamber floor since yesterday morning are calling it a success, at least bringing attention to their cause. They are demanding votes on gun control measures. The atmosphere has gotten testy at times. At one point overnight, Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas approached the Democrats and yelled, "Radical Islam." Congresswoman Corrine Brown of Florida shouted back, and the pair had to be separated by colleagues. A Baltimore judge is expected to deliver his verdict in the murder trial of the police officer who drove the van in which Freddie Gray's neck was broken. A 25-year-old black man later died of his injuries, triggering some of the worst riots Baltimore has ever seen. Cesar Goodson is charged with murder, manslaughter, assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. The rain has been falling in torrents in parts of Britain today as voters cast their ballots in a referendum on whether or not to remain in the European Union. Forecasters say London could see a month's worth of rain in a few hours. The Environment Agency has issued 4 flood warnings and 22 flood alerts across the southeastern part of the country. Sunny weather is predicted for much of the rest of the country. Pollsters say a large turnout will favor the Remain campaign. Interpol has announced the arrest of 26 people accused of migrant smuggling. The International Police Agency says the arrests were made last month in two dozen countries. Interpol is asking for help finding 11 other people accused of smuggling Iraqis, Afghans, and other migrants. Donald Trump is making what his son describes as a brief but important visit to Scotland starting tomorrow. Trump plans to check on a pair of his championship golf resorts. Eric Trump, who oversaw the two-year, $300 million renovation of one of those courses, Trump Turnberry, tells the Associated Press his father is over there to inspect the course and to support his son, who put a tremendous amount of time and energy into the project. Trump does not have any meetings scheduled with Scottish political leaders during his 36-hour visit. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. KJN News Time, 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for 75 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your holiday shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson's True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4667.
In your funeral announcements, Jim E. McIntaffer, age 65, of Atlantic, died Friday at home. No services will be held for Jim McIntaffer, but visitation with his family is from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marcia Weiss, age 63, of Anita, died Friday at the Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marcia Weiss will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Nancy R. Iltz, age 68, of Atlantic, died on October 26th at Atlantic Specialty Care in Atlantic. Memorial services for Nancy R. Iltz will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Merle Schaefer, age 89, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Merle Schaefer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJN. News this hour brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.